This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good day, Health Dr. Ken Kronos is here from his clinic in Florida. Lake Cardiology is where he practices. That's his deal. He sees hundreds of people, thousands of people, hundreds of people a month and thousands of people a year. And now with telemedicine, it's even more likely. He and I had the experience. This was sort of like this was like going back to school. And I enjoyed you. You were the teacher. And so it was a good experience for me to have, because then I can talk about it on the air and you and I can talk about it, what we did. You know, I don't mind the HIPAA requirements that you are supposed to follow when it comes to me. I pass on you trying to keep everybody from knowing what's going on, because I think it's a good lesson. I don't mind talking about what's going on with me. So it was scheduled. You were there with your mask on. And I kind of felt in a way like I was in your office. And that's sort of the benefit of the telemedicine, because I know you, though, but I know you so well. I know your mannerisms. I know kind of when you say, wait a minute, give me a minute. What that means when you and I are sparring back and forth as to what I'm trying to get out of what you're saying, and that happens on the air a lot. But I found it to be a very good experience, and so I say that because I don't want people to be afraid or to think that they're not getting the you're getting short shrift. You're probably not, because when you're on the Zoom or whatever they call the doctor's version of Zoom, you have Ken's attention and he has your attention. And this probably works for other doctors as well, but I can only speak to Ken having done it this way. Although I did do it with Dr. Bordick, who's my primary care person here in this neck of the woods. It was interesting because I had half of my annual physical was on the telemedical connection, and then I went into the office to get the other stuff, the proctology exam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I say this because anybody who's wondering how to do this, you can call the office at Lake Cardiology, which is 352-735-1400. In this age where we do not want to be closely connected to people, at least physically, this is the way to go. And I think you see, what, half your patients on the telemedicine thing and half of them in the office?
No, I'd say maybe a third, 25% to a third, because it's hard to do an electrocardiogram by telemedicine.
Yeah, you can't do that. Right. Yeah, you can't do that. Right.
And,
okay.
Or any other study that we need. But it works in a number of occasions, especially going over results, or if you should have a new symptom that we want to talk about that doesn't need any immediate testing. It works under a number of circumstances rather well.
That was kind of what you were telling me. You know, we were all worried three months ago in September when I may have had a TIA. You say I did. Somebody else says, who knows, because there's no evidence. But I'm going through all these tests. And so I actually didn't show you. I was thinking about it, but I didn't for whatever the reason, because we got off onto something else. I have this, for the benefit of the audience, use your imagination. I have this device on me with four wires connected to those stick-on things on my chest that are monitoring my heart to make sure I'm not having fibrillations. And this is clumsy battery pack that falls into my underwear all the time and falls out of when I'm going to the bathroom.
And this is old technology.
Oh, my God, what a pain it is. It really is a pain.
Because today we do it either wirelessly or minimally with wires. I don't know where this was left over somewhere.
Well, but it was, and now the guy who I'm seeing here locally is part of the Framingham Heart Study, which is the most advanced heart study in the world, and yet they got this old clunky equipment. I intend to, when I see him next week, let him know how what you thought of it and what I thought of it. It'd be interesting to see what the results are.
Well, I don't want to nick his equipment as long as it gets the results, but I just want to let you know that, because many people for many years, you know, we're okay with this, but you're uncomfortable. And I just wanted to let you know that there are upgrades to a more comfortable system.
You know, waking up in the night with the wire wrapped around your neck and stuff like that, it's just...
I haven't heard anyone in a decade mention that.
What, wire around the neck?
It's just minimal wiring now, at least the ones we're using.
Yeah,
the ones we use for 3 days are wireless now.
Really?
It's really, yes, it's amazing.
Well, I did have that when the two-week monitor, which you weren't satisfied with. That's why you wanted me to do the one-month thing. But the wire even got wrapped around my private parts one night. That was a lot of fun.
I'm amazed they could find it.
Thanks a lot. That's very funny. Okay, so let's keep moving on. Welcome in, by the way. This will be a good inaugural for station KQDI, AM and FM in Great Falls, Montana, taking Good Day Health for the first time this weekend on Saturday mornings. So welcome to them. KQDI, AM and FM, listening to Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. He has a license. He's got a couple of degrees. I have no license. I do have a couple of degrees, but certainly not in medicine. But I've learned and feel like I need to continue learning, and that's what it's all about. You'll be learning very quickly, because Ken's job here, in part, is to take apart a lot of the work that's been done by researchers that gets reported in the journals. So he'll tell us what the impact is of a lot of this stuff. And as you know, the number one item here, as much as I try to get away from it, is COVID. So we'll spend most of our hour talking about the latest developments there from Ken's perspective. I'm now going to spend a moment or two talking to you about one of the ancillary effects of having this problem, and that's, you know, the weight business. Ken will tell you, people he sees in his office, most of them that have the problem with COVID, most of the people that have heart problems are overweight. Their BMI is too high, they don't eat the right foods, they have diabetes, all that stuff. It's all related to having the proper weight distribution. And many of us, Ken even admitted that he gained 10 pounds over this COVID experience because can't get into the gym. Well, I found myself eating comfort foods over the last week or so for Thanksgiving, and I've put on a couple of pounds, and I don't much like it, even though I'm using Calitrin every single night. You see, it is going to be a diet thing, as well as using the product, as well as exercising. All of that stuff is important to get the best results from taking Calitrin. So do yourself a favor. Go to toploss.com. If you're unfamiliar with this product, we've been talking about it here for years. It's a product that's made in America. It is all natural. There's nothing about it. It's gluten-free, drug-free. It's stimulant-free. You will see results in about 2 months, maybe a little bit less. There's a 45-day guarantee. They figure by 45 days you'll start to see results, and then you just stay on the product, because now the deals are so fabulous for this all-natural product that you can buy a year's supply and only pay for 6 months' supply. That's how good the deals are at this time of year. Choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss and to try to steer yourself away from any kind of sickness that's related to being overweight, and certainly COVID is one of those, the flu's in general, but heart attacks and stroke, all of that stuff. Prevent that from happening. Get on the program and stay with it. Calitrin is the product. The website is toploss.com. When you check out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal rate, license fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org. The holidays mean the kitchen is getting a lot of love right now, and those stainless steel surfaces are feeling a lot too, with smudges and fingerprints. Give your kitchen a gift of its own from Lowe's with stainless steel kitchen appliances from Whirlpool that are fingerprint and smudge resistant. Less time cleaning means more time together in everyone's favorite hangout spot. A gift for your kitchen brings joy to all. Find gifts and deals all season long at Lowe's, home for the holidays. Offer valid on select appliances. See store for details. U.S. only.
Moving along now, let's get into your work here, Ken, of all of the studies, the business about quarantines, number one here. What's the latest? Because it has been 14 days, has it not, the advice given heretofore?
Yeah, this is a big news out of the CDC this week. People exposed to someone with COVID-19, Doug, should quarantine for 7 to 10 days instead of the previously recommended 14 days. Quarantines can end 7 days after a negative COVID-19 test or 10 days without getting tested if a person does not have symptoms.
Why? What's the difference? What's changed that makes it less likely that you need to be in quarantine for? Because I'm, you know, I can't go back and forth to California and adhere to even a 7-day quarantine. So I just have to stay out of California. And I'm wondering, you know, at some point, why was it at first? It's like everything else. We didn't really know what we were doing. So
this is
now
this is a new disease, and we really didn't know. And I think in the abundance of caution, the 14 days was initially selected because it looked like you needed 14 days. But as we get more and more months of experience, we're realizing that we don't need that much. And I think these new guidelines are very realistic.
All right, next item here, numbers. People play the numbers game. I try to stay away from the numbers on my daily DJV program because I think that they don't do anything. Well, maybe they scare people. Maybe that is a good thing. But I think it increases fear. The number of deaths, the professionals, you and I have talked about this fellow here in Massachusetts, said nowhere near as many people are dying from it. These numbers don't seem to tell that story.
Well, right now, with the wave, the cold weather, the Thanksgiving travel, a number of, and also just the widespread distribution of this virus. You know, it seems to go from one place, hit there, and then do its thing, and then go somewhere else, and it's coming back. But just the fact that it is spread out so much and so wide, and it's also gotten colder, people move inside. This is an indoor virus, and also with what happened during Thanksgiving, the numbers are beginning to go up, and I think they're going to go up even more. And what we learned this week is that America had its second deadliest day of the COVID-19 era, along with 180,000 new cases in one day. There was just under 2,600 coronavirus deaths this past Tuesday. The only other day that saw a higher toll was April 15th, when 2,607 patients died nationwide.
Wow. So you look at this stuff, you look at the info, the White House task force issuing dire warnings to states, telling the public health people to make sure you're keeping people, you're training them. I guess that's the best word, Ken, right? But you'd think after all this time there'd be enough training. If people don't know what's going on now, man, I can't imagine what it takes to get their attention. You?
Well, part of it takes them being convinced that what they're being told is factual, because there has been, if you look at the timeline, contradictory advice from leaders, and that has made people question what they hear being
what
correct.
They could do. Yep. All right, we'll get into the vaccines in a matter of moments here as we continue on Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Good day, Health Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken is here from his clinic down in Florida, Lake Cardiology. Great place to go to get lots of great attention and the strength of a great staff. So you and I were talking off the air about the vaccines. Who's getting them first? I think last week you told us, with no surprise, that the people that are in the healthcare field, people running nursing homes, that sort of thing, should get the vaccine. Well, let's talk about the vaccine, what you prefer. Pfizer's got one, Moderna's got one, there's another one that's lurking about, it would seem. When you look at the fact that England has given approval for the Pfizer vaccine, does that give preference to them?
You're spreading it all over the place with all the. Right. Let me just catch up a little bit. You said I put on 10 pounds. First of all, I've lost about 4 of those. So as the gyms have opened. So I just want to correct the record. Also, what I said last week was actually a prediction about what the committee would do regarding vaccine distribution. We'll get into that in a second. And the crystal ball worked pretty well on that one. Mm-hmm. And then what you talked about lastly at the moment is about what went on across the pond in the last few days. And this is amazingly big news because I don't think most of us predicted that the British equivalent of the FDA would lead, be ahead of the American FDA in terms of giving the blessing on one of the vaccines. And that's what actually has occurred. The British government has become, Doug, the first Western nation to approve a COVID-19 vaccine, the one developed by Pfizer and BioNTech that's been shown to be 95% effective. This is big news. Well, how it worked was that London's health ministry announced it has accepted a recommendation from the Independent Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency to give emergency approval for the vaccine, which will be made available actually next week in England. And our FDA, which has its equivalent of a committee that meets, and the committee is meeting December 8th, 9th, and 10th and should have their decision next week. And then that committee decision will be delivered to the FDA, and we're hoping a day or two later the FDA will come to its equivalent decision as the British.
If they can do it in England, why can't we do it here? Why? What's the holdup?
Well, just the committee sitting down and meeting.
Well, so why didn't they have the committee sit down today? Why don't they wait until next week?
Why don't you ask your congressman?
That's a very good question. Thank you. I think I will.
It's been set. This we've gone record speed. I mean, that's usually it takes these things 4 to 5 years at least.
Well, that's another question. And then when people are worried that they're going to get something that's not proven, there are a lot of naysayers who are saying, don't take this, it's not tested, hasn't been around long enough, so
wait a second. The safety monitoring has not been, time span has not been shortened. That's a very important point you're making. You know, I can get off what we've been talking about. But the reason why this vaccine, I asked you a test question, you know, when was the quickest vaccine ever made? And the answer was the mumps. It took 4 years in 1967. And that's the quickest viral vaccine that's ever been made. And this one is going to be ready in under a year, and in a lot under a year, you know, probably 9 months or less. And this time was not shortened on the time between when it was given to the first patient and then watched. It was shortened on the time getting ready up to that point. Actually, it was extended 2 months of safety monitoring compared to what's required for all new vaccines. And that was what was so politically unsettling.
Got it. Next half hour, more of the same. It's the Good Day Health program you're listening to.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Dr. Robert Eckel, volunteer expert for the American Heart Association and American Diabetes Association, has tips for a healthy holiday season.
Research has shown that deaths from heart attacks peak during December and January, possibly from changes in diet and alcohol consumption and increased stress, which could be even higher than usual this year. People should make healthy food, drink, and exercise choices and stick to their medication plans.
Karen Dawson, who suffered a stroke after she couldn't afford her medications for type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure, warns others to take note.
Even though heart disease and stroke are leading causes of death for people with type 2 diabetes, there's a lot in our control. For tips and inspiration to help you finish this year healthy and strong, text the word HOLIDAY to 22639.
Learn more about the link between type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease at knowdiabetesbyheart.org. That's K-N-O-W, diabetesbyheart.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Wednesday night, President Trump's claim of voter fraud showed a chart with a disproportionate amount of Georgia ballots counted in the middle of the night. Thursday night, new security video footage from State Farm Arena shows poll supervisors closing down the count for the night. When everyone left, four poll workers pulled out numerous suitcases and began inputting ballots without supervisors or observers present. The Georgia governor now wants a signature audit of Georgia ballots. A Nevada judge wanted more time to go through evidence presented to him by the Trump legal team. The campaign had conducted data analysis showing tens of thousands of voters had cast multiple ballots, or lived out of state, or were deceased by the time of the election. Judge James Russell told attorneys for the Trump campaign and defendants, which would be the electoral voters, a proposed order should be issued by 10 a.m. Pacific on Friday. A wildfire has popped up in Orange County, California. That's about 50 miles southeast of downtown Los Angeles. The Sheriff's Department reported an estimated 25,000 residents were evacuated from the area by Thursday afternoon. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
California lockdown orders from Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is tightening his grip. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Citing shortages of beds and intensive care units around the state, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Thursday that he would issue a regional stay-at-home order. Areas whose hospitals' ICU capacity falls below 15% will fall under the new order for 3 weeks, where bars and personal care facilities will close, restaurants will have to move to carryout and delivery service only, and retail stores will have to operate at significantly reduced capacity. Newsom says the quickly rising death rate is one of the main reasons for the stay-at-home order.
Just in the last 14 days, close to 1,000 Californians have lost their lives due to COVID-19. The bottom line is if we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed. If we don't act now, we'll continue to see a death rate climb, more lives lost.
Of the five regions that the order divides the state into, none currently fall under the threshold to be subject to the new order, though all are predicted to be subject to the order within the next 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Beverly Hills and a few smaller cities are talking about creating their own public health departments, saying the county's rules are too strict and not backed by data. The restaurant industry was in court Wednesday challenging the suspension of outdoor dining. The country of Switzerland has managed to cut COVID-19 cases in half within weeks without massive countrywide lockdowns and restrictions, keeping most bars, restaurants, and gyms open, leaving the mandates up to local leaders. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health, our weekly get-together. It's mostly been a COVID fest for the past however many months this has been going on, certainly since last March. I thought it was interesting, some people talking about getting the virus or having it in November of last year. Wow. And you fast forward to November of this year, and where are we? Well, we know a lot more about it, that's for sure. So now you explained well the vaccine and why it's gotten fast approval. I asked the question, not really a good answer, not from you, but the fact that it's taking an extra week here, it would seem to me they'd hustle it up a little bit instead of waiting for some formal meeting.
Well, wait one second. You see, people are going to complain and be unnerved if they don't feel as though the FDA had the chance to review.
But they already have the report. They're just sitting waiting for a meeting. They have the report.
No, they're reviewing. They've gotten, you know, like 6 inches thick of data, and they're currently reviewing it. And then each committee member, there's like 12, approximately 12 members to a committee, and each one has to review 6 inches deep of data. You know, there's probably...
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, yeah. No, I understand.
40,000 patients they have to review the data on each patient.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to... They're meeting December 10th through 12th, but they've been given the data now for a few weeks from Pfizer to review. So it's not like they're sitting around doing nothing. They're being given time to review.
So that's for the Pfizer. What about Moderna and the other? Is it going to go through the same process and have the same review?
Moderna delivered their results a week after Pfizer, the application for the emergency use. And the feeling is that the FDA is going to meet about a week later. So if the FDA is meeting next week on Pfizer, they'll meet the week after on Moderna. And the thought is it's going to take about a week after to get it all ready and out and be distributed. So hopefully within 2 weeks, the Pfizer vaccine will be injected into the first healthcare worker or nursing home person. And then by 3 weeks from now, the Moderna one.
Okay. So which one are you going to take? Do you think it makes a difference?
I would take either one. I don't think we're going to have a choice. I think it's going to be distributed. The Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine will be sent to the states. The governors will have the decision how to distribute it. And I don't think initially we're going to have a choice between the two of them, but personally, unless some incredibly surprising result is released and the FDA distributes it, and at this late date, I strongly doubt it with the Pfizer vaccine or the English equivalent of the FDA would not have approved it. So certainly the Pfizer vaccine looks like it's coming, and I have no problems myself taking it. And then the Moderna one, unless there's some huge surprise, I would have no concerns at this point about taking either one of them. In fact, I can't wait till my number comes up.
Will you get it at your clinic, or will you have to go someplace?
Well,
are you gonna...
how it will be distributed will be up to the governor in each state. They're already, and this is amazing, because there's already been shipment of the Pfizer vaccine from its manufacturing plant to Chicago, and it's slowly being distributed to each state. And this is all happening before it's even approved. Never has this ever occurred that the pharmaceutical companies have made it before it's been approved and then shipped it before it's approved. But all this is happening. So it will be available by next week for injection into those of us who are at the top of the line. And this is not self-serving, but I sure hope as a healthcare worker that I am and we'll see what happens.
Will you not have to wear a mask then?
That's another question. You need a second injection with the Moderna and with the Pfizer.
And what, does it come a couple of weeks after you get the first one? How do you?
Well, with the Pfizer, it's 3 weeks. With Moderna, it's 4 weeks for the second one. And then it's a week after the second injection that you're immunized. And so... a week after you get the second injection, you can think about the mask. But I think also the other factor is some herd immunity. You're going to want a number of people. So when we take the masks off, ask me that question in about a month or two.
A month. Okay, I'll do that.
Because it's still not clear, because the vaccines are amazingly effective at 95%. Polio was 60 to 70%, but 95 is just amazing. But you also want a lot of people being immunized. So when we take them off, that's a question I want to wait to see how the distribution goes before I give you my own opinion about that. But it's coming. I think by next summer, especially next late summer, we're going to be very close back to our normal lives, and let's celebrate. That's going to be wonderful. It may even be sooner than that. That's probably the worst case scenario, how long it's going to take. I'm hoping even sooner, let's look at that time frame, and if it's any earlier, we'll be that much more happy. But it's coming, and these vaccines are going to change things. And for most of us, probably for all of us, I'd be more concerned about the virus than I would the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a word to the wise.
Dr. Fauci yesterday said that as soon as the FDA approves it, he's going to be first in line. I hope that, you know, I hope that they have some pictures of him and other people who have been.
The ex-presidents all have said they're going to get a shot.
The people who have been, you know, putting doubt into our minds, I hope that they're on camera as they actually get their real vaccine and reassure a lot of people.
I haven't had vaccines. You know me, I haven't had a flu. I've never had a flu vaccine, but I am going to take
it. But you've had a polio vaccine, I hope,
I had
right?
polio vaccines. I've had tetanus vaccine. I've had vaccines, but I just haven't had that.
I hope you take this one.
I am going to take it.
Good.
As a matter of fact, I'm sure that I am, and I'm in the second wave, apparently, because of my age and because of the fact that I'm a farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, ag workers are in the second wave, the second line, after healthcare workers and nursing homes, supposedly the age and the
when we have time, let's talk about all that.
Yeah, all right. Well, we will in a matter of moments. First, I want to talk to you about something that is a problem for a lot of people, and yet, you know, given what we say all the time, what's the story? How can we make sure we're going to be safe? I'll tell you, there's something around called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, which is a nasal care system that'll clean out your nose. You know, I think most of the doctors we've heard from tell us that our eyes and or our nose are the most prevalent way that the virus gets into our system. So if you want to give yourself a fighting chance, clean out your nose, clean out your sinus, get rid of the congestion and the allergens and the airborne germs. This is about nasal hygiene. Make Navage the new normal. Comes in a kit. You can go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E. Get the kit, see how it works there. It's pretty simple once you put it all together. Some people are using this 2 to 3 times a day to get rid of the nasty stuff that even if it wasn't for COVID, the dust and, I mean, you hear me with my pollution stories and pollen stories with the ragweed and that sort of stuff on the farm. And so this is a great way for me to clean it out. Fall allergies, yuck. Never been more important to protect yourself from the things that you're breathing in. Keep your nose clean. Go to Navage.com and sign up for the system. Get it there. Get the junk out that's trapped in your nose. The safe, easy, and effective way. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Back into the fold with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kronhaus. Now, we were talking about the way that this is going to be distributed. I've asked a few questions of a few doctors, even though we're a week away from it getting started here in my neck of the woods and your neck of the woods. It seems, I don't want to say disorganized. I remember how this all started and how disorganized we were at trying to prevent it and what was the right thing to do, etc. So in terms of the questions that a lot of people have, they're asking their doctors the same thing. And so they all say, okay, well, you're going to go to the drugstore and get it done. Okay, so what's the drugstore doing to prepare for this? Are they...
Well, it's only... It's only disorganized if you're... I'm not clear that it's disorganized. It's each state is going to decide its own policy on how it's going to be
But then how do they get the policy? If we're not going to get shots in the doctor's office, which is what I would prefer, frankly, I don't really want to go to a CVS or a Walgreens or some other drugstore and get the shots. I did that with... get a pneumonia shot at a drugstore, and I guess it was okay.
Most of the vaccines these days are actually being distributed that way. I mean, I can't remember.
People going to be standing out in lines outside the drugstore to go in and get their shots? I mean, what do you envision here?
They're socially distanced, in masks. People will line up, as we did we lined up as children for the polio. At least I did as a child.
I remember that. The doctor came to the house to give us
Most people I remember, you talk to baby boomers, they in their school, they lined up and one after the other either got the shot and then got the sugar cube. But I would imagine that there will be some socially distanced line with masks and,
Well, it's too early to ask a question.
It is too early, but it's coming very quickly.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And your state, well, it hasn't even been approved yet, but it will hopefully next week. And hopefully your state's governor is figuring out how to do it. And what we know so far is that, let me tell you what we know so far. Because the Federal Vaccine Advisory Panel has recommended that healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be the first, Doug, to receive any COVID-19 vaccine doses from the limited supply that will be available initially. The first vaccines will be given to about 21 million healthcare workers and 3 million residents of long-term facilities. Remember, it takes two shots. There's about 40 million doses from Pfizer locked and ready to go and loaded and ready to go. And this is pretty close to the 24 million people that are going to need them. And then they'll be distributed to the states, and then the governors will decide how they'll be given out. The plan is for CVS and Walgreens to go to the nursing homes. And as I understand it, the hospitals are going to get the initial doses for the physicians. And I would imagine the hospitals will decide how they're going to give it out to the physicians.
How are they going to get paid for this? What does it cost? Is the individual going to pay? Is insurance going to pay? Is the government going to pay and give X millions of dollars to all these guys? Is it a big payday for CVS and Walgreens?
That, too, has not been announced, but the only word that I've heard about
buy some stock in CVS and Walgreens.
The only thing I think we've heard is that they're most likely not going to ask the individual to pay. Yeah. But the drug companies have been paid already, and that's why this has come to market so quickly.
Yeah, exactly. They've gotten millions of dollars. The best stock to buy is the stock in the company that's making the ice. That's the best stock to buy. Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now it's time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's a great telemedic. I was thinking of the term. How about telemedic? Do you like that term? You're a telemedic.
Telemedic cardiologist?
Yeah, telemedic cardiologist. I like that. Get a hold of Ken at 352-735-1400. That's the office number. That's the clinic number. Okay, so one of the questions that people have had, especially those who have lost their smell and their taste, there's a wonder about whether it affects their brain. Some people are saying because taste and smell, all that connection is in the brain. Some people are getting their smell back because they're trained to do it, I guess, but what's the impact on the brain?
Well, yes, the loss of smell or the smell distortion is from its effect in the sinuses, maybe around the brain, and all in that area. But there is some hope, and this comes out of the medical journal this week, the laryngoscope, that training may speed smell's return after COVID-19. This special training may help COVID-19 patients regain their sense of smell after suffering what we call parosmia. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And parosmia is a condition where people have strange and often unpleasant smell distortions. Instead of smelling a lemon, for example, you may smell rotting cabbage, or chocolate may smell like gasoline. Parosmia has been linked to COVID-19 and other viruses, Doug, and head injuries. So it is involved definitely in affecting the brain, the sinuses, all that area. The smell loss is a prominent symptom of COVID-19. COVID-19, and the pandemic is leaving many people with long-term smell loss or smell distortions, Doug, such as parosmia. So what do you do with all this? Fortunately, there is hope, because treatment of smell loss or smell distortion involves smell training, which involves sniffing at least 4 different odors twice a day, every day, for several months.
Good. All right, that's good to know. Now, the question comes personally from somebody named Kristen, who wants to know, Dr. Ken, would you take a cruise?
Would I take a cruise?
Would you go on a cruise?
I would wait till I get at least a week after my second vaccine dose, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure that I'm around other people who've had their own vaccine. And that's when I'll be taking a cruise. And certainly by next summer, I'd have no trouble to put myself on a boat if I enjoyed cruising.
Researchers analyzed blood donations collected last December and
yes.
January. Yeah, you know the question already. The evidence of antibodies and what it is. What is an antibody? That's the first part of the question.
Well, an antibody is a response that your immune system makes when it sees a foreign body or a bug to protect your own body, and it destroys the virus or the bacteria or the foreign body. And this tells us that you've been exposed to the specific agent, because the immune system is very specific. It makes specific killer antibodies designed for the agent it's trying to destroy. So you can measure. We have a blood test for antibodies against COVID-19. I had one myself to see if I have been exposed. Mine was negative about 3 weeks ago, wondering if I had any antibody response, any history of my immune system being exposed to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And my antibodies were negative. And there's now a blood test you can take. And I think the story that you're leading that was announced this past week was that Red Cross blood samples that had been gone back to look for antibodies.
Right.
We learned as early as last November in America seems to have antibodies against COVID-19, which could potentially change the whole timeline. We thought the first case of COVID-19 was in early January in Washington yeah. State, and right. here we're seeing people's blood donations back November of 2019 having antibody. This study is a little bit unclear. I've read some criticism of it, that it might be a COVID. It's not COVID-19 that they're measuring the antibody. It was in 2% of the blood samples measured, but it may be the real thing, and it raises questions. We don't know where this thing came from.
Right. All right. Questions for Dr. Ken every week at this time. Dr. Ken and his information available every week in the podcast. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you get the podcast, or wherever you get the your normal podcast listening. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.